Take me, give me a call back if you'd like to. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk with Al Ramaley and talk about some school system stuff. Coming up next on Wylo's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Just pick up that little telephone. We're sure that you can do it.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Comms.
It's the most wonderful time of year, even if the year is 2020. So let's see your Christmas lights shine. It's the Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and WILO Christmas Celebration of Lights. Decorate your home or business for Christmas. Then go to Clinton County Daily News and upload a picture of your outdoor holiday lights. You can win $50, $100, or $200 and help Clinton County get in the holiday spirit. Now's the time to go to Clinton County Daily News and upload your photo. Then Clinton County Daily News readers will vote on the best decorated home and business. It's easy and free to upload your picture anytime between now and Friday, December 4th.
Presented in part by Witham Health Services.
Clinton County Celebration of Lights. Presented by Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and your Christmas fun station. WILO.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community-minded, just like you.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capshaw, Edward Jones Advisor. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Also joining us on the phone, we have Al Ramaley. Al, good morning. Thanks for the phone call.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. How you doing?
Yeah, can't complain. Let me put it this way. As of 9:02 on Wednesday morning, everything's going well.
Yeah. You and I were talking yesterday. You had about, what, 80 kids out yesterday?
Yeah, we've actually got some back. So corporation-wide, we're down to just 72 kids out, and I think about all of our staff is here, and only 9 other kids waiting on tests. So, you know, it's been a whole lot worse than it is right now.
How many times do you actually had to shut down and just say no school today, we're going to go virtual, e-learning, or whatever?
Well, we did it early in the year when we had a situation in our elementary. And then right after fall break, we were out for about a week or so, 2 weeks at the high school anyway. The elementary was still in school. And then we came back on our hybrid schedule. And then we switched back to our regular schedule three weeks ago. And since then, we've been going full speed. So we really haven't been out a lot.
Now, which is kind of surprising in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And you know, I think what you're seeing in the area, it's not necessarily the number of positive students or close contact students, but it starts getting into the bus drivers and the cafeteria folks and your aides and office workers, and you know, you just can't function without a lot of those people, you know, in their position. So seems to be what's causing a lot of schools to close down now.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last night over at Prairie, is that, you know, they've had a lot of staffers, like, you know, aides and bus drivers and kitchen people,
right,
and all that. And they can't function, so you know, if you can't take care of things there, you might as well not have school, which is kind of what people
right.
started to think and do. So,
yep, that is true.
So, how would you assess where everything is, and how would you assess so far where this year's gone for you guys?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's a year like nobody's ever experienced. You know, I saw a little meme the other day that said, you know, those of us who are around need to quit talking about the blizzard of 78 because we're all dealing with COVID of 2020 now.
Yeah.
You know, so that, but you know, it's kind of a daily thing. You just take it as it comes. And I think if you have that mindset, that's just kind of how you get through everything, because you can't worry about tomorrow. That's for sure. Because like I said, you know what, it's now 9:04 and you know, we may get two phone calls at 9:15 and have to send another 50 kids home.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know. You just take it day by day, and you know, just look forward as best you can, and you know, just deal with it. And if you have that attitude, I think most of us are getting through it. Now, I'm not saying it's not frustrating, because you have, like, teachers have their lesson plans going, and I don't know how many times we've had to change bus routes and those types of things. But you know, you got to be pretty flexible and get very good at just dealing with whatever's thrown your way.
Now, is your elementary or your middle high school kids been the most out there? Has it been kind of split down the middle for you guys?
It's been kind of split. You know, early on, it was the high school because of the changing classes and, you know, they're exposed to more kids the more classes you're in. Whereas at the elementary, you know, we got that pod system going where, you know, if you're a fourth grade class and you have one teacher, you're pretty much with that teacher and those kids, you know, all but maybe a half hour of the day. So it's easier to control things in the elementary. So it usually hits the high school harder.
Okay. Explain to people the difference between the hybrid and, of course, e-learning. We can pretty well figure out all those different type of classes that you got.
Yeah, so if you go on a hybrid schedule, the idea there is that you only have half your students in the building at one time. You know, so, of course, that limits the amount of exposure that these students would have with each other. Plus, most importantly, it allows the teachers in the classroom to space the students out more than they normally could if every student's in the room. So if you're on a hybrid and if you're on a regular schedule and you have 20 kids in the room, with hybrid you have 10, you can space those desks out a whole lot farther apart from each other, and then that you know, pretty much limits or even, you know, there is no close contact because the kids are far enough apart. So that's the real advantage of the hybrid. But the worst part about that is you still got, you know, half your kids at home 2 to 3 days a week, and you're trying to teach them at home through Zoom or through some other technology, and you know, everybody listening knows in the county that, you know, cell service, any type of hotspots or phone service or anything is just not very good. So it's a struggle getting students to get logged into Zoom, get into the classes, be able to take their classes when they're not in the building. So that's kind of why we went back to our regular schedule now, because we just, not enough kids were able to access, you know, our learning, and it was really, some of them were really struggling.
I know I've heard one suggestion that basically once we get to Thanksgiving, just cut it off there and send them home for a month and then bring them back in January. What's your thoughts of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I buy into that, though, unless you're having a major issue with close contacts or with positive, you know, with students or staff being positive, because what we're doing for the most part is working. And if you send them home, what are they going to be doing? Well, we know that, you know, probably high school kids, if they have the ability, they're going to be out and about. You know, I doubt they're going to be at home just, you know, sitting around home doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, one of the biggest issues, if you close, then you have both parents working and you have elementary students, think of the burden that is then on
yeah.
the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, trying to find daycare, or mom or dad has to take off work, loss of income. You know, so we try to find a happy medium in there somewhere where, you know, we're going to be in school as long as we can be in school.
Has there been any ideas that you know about and you guys have talked about that you haven't implemented as of yet?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I talk to other superintendents all the time, principals all the time, and, you know, we're all kind of in the same boat. But what I have found is that each school system does what we feel is best for us. You know, so, you know, like our hybrid schedule when we were on it is different from what Clinton Prairie's hybrid schedule is. Doesn't mean theirs is not good. Doesn't mean ours is not good. It's just what works best for them. So I think that's just the biggest thing. It's hard for people to compare what's happening in different schools because you make your plan based on what is best for you and your community and your staff and your students and not necessarily what everybody else is doing. Yes, you do take their, you know, you have their ideas. We're going to steal ideas all the time.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
But you just try to do what's best for you.
It seems like everybody starts getting the high number when after been on a vacation or a long layoff, you know, spring break, fall break, whatever. It seems like the numbers, they don't start off in a week that bad, but as the week goes on, it starts to add up.
Yeah, we experienced a little bit of that after fall break. It wasn't as bad, honestly, as I thought it would be, because I thought it was going to be, you know, a lot worse. So that, I guess the message there, though, is if you're going out and about during Thanksgiving or Christmas, you know, limit the people you're around, wear your mask, do all the things that the health department's asking us to do to try to slow it down and you know, not infect, you know, the people that are around. But it's hard to tell people not to do things, especially Thanksgiving. I mean, my family, we usually have 25, 30 of us to get together, and I counted back the other day, I've only missed two in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but this year it's going to be my dad and me and my son and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, you know, we're cutting back. And it won't be as fun. It won't be normal Thanksgiving. But if people would just do those kind of things, then, you know, I think it would make a big difference for the times after breaks where you wouldn't have a large number of close contacts or positive cases that then, you know, creates dilemmas in the school.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the actual COVID cases are not quite as bad as what the contact tracing, because those are the ones where they get taken out at, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, like I said, we know we have 72 students out right now for a close contact, and that's with what do we have? Six positives, I think, total.
Mm-hmm.
So that really hits it hard. And it was the worst part of it, I think, is, you know, I was talking to a parent of a high school student just earlier this week, and you know, she goes, you know, my son was out 2 weeks because of this, and then had to be out another 2 weeks because of this. And then all of a sudden, because he was a close contact to someone on the basketball team, and then out another 2 weeks. You know, so this kid who's a straight-A student has missed 6 weeks of school because he's been a close contact. You know, never hasn't tested positive, but he's been a close contact. So, you know, those are the things that are really, I think, hurting more than anything else is, you know, a lot of our kids just aren't in the building. And we know, we want them here. And if the community and the parents and people can do things to help slow the spread, we can keep our kids in our building.
How is your other things, your activities, your athletics, how's those things been affected by all of this?
Yeah, we're still able to, we're in the basketball season now, and we're still able to have fans in the stands, but it's a very limited number. And I think in our gym, it normally seats right around 2,300, and we're capping it. I think we're at 250 right now is all we're allowing in our gym.
Okay.
So we sell tickets ahead of time, and once we reach 250, then nobody else comes in. And then when they come in, you get to social distance. You have to wear your mask the entire time. You know, all those types of things. And, you know, we're doing that while we're still in orange. Now, if the county was to go red, which doesn't appear like it's going to, then we would have just the teams only, and then the support personnel, the scorebook, you know, the administrators, trainers, that kind of thing. There'd be no parents, no outside people allowed in. But we're not there yet. But it has hurt us with band concerts, choir concerts, the play, you know, all those things that you would normally do in the fall. You know, we're still going to try to do some of that, but with very, very, very limited number of people that are able to come in and do it.
This got brought up last night where I was at. Have you guys kept your concession stands open during events or not?
Yeah, we have, and we debated that quite a bit. The principal athletic director and myself is like, should we or shouldn't we, you know, that type of thing. And what we came down to and what we tell people when they come in the gym, that is, you know, if you're eating a concession, you can remove your mask. And because we have them social distance, then we should be okay. But as soon as you're done, you got to put your mask back on. And, you know, so far people have pretty much, you know, abided by that. But yeah, that's just one of those tough things of do you or don't you? We decided that we were going to try it.
But have you been fairly happy with the amount of learning the kids have been able to do despite all this changing up of schedules?
Yeah, I have been. Our teachers have just done a wonderful job just keeping up with everything. I mean, just think of this, you know, with 72 kids out, you know, earlier in the year before we went to our hybrid, actually before we closed for a couple of weeks, you know, we had 180 kids out. So imagine you're in a classroom and you're looking around, you know, and first period, let's say at the high school, first period you got 6 kids out, second period you got 8 kids out, third period. So you're trying as a teacher to teach the kids that are there, but also at the same time trying to make sure that the kids that are out, through no fault of their own per se,
mm-hmm.
are still getting, you know, some level of instruction.
Right.
And that's tough. So I think our teachers have adapted very well with the technology that we use, and if the kids don't have technology with the email, when they come back, they're working with them. I told them day one, I said, you've got to show a lot of grace this year. You've got to show a lot of grace with the students, because many of the things that they're going to encounter are going to be out of their control.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're the one place where we can control a few things, and you can control what you do with the students when they're there. So show some grace when they come back.
When you decide to close down, is 20% your break-off point, or is it changed now?
No, it's pretty much changed. I mean, you know, if it's the flu, then yeah, we do 20%. You know, because we closed last year because of the flu. But, you know, the difference there is if it's the flu, you have the flu. 20% of your kids have the flu or they're sick, so they need to be out. You know, with the COVID, you know, I would say 90 to 95% of our kids who have been close contact, who have been asked, who have been told to stay home, never catch COVID.
Uh-huh.
They're just home as a, you know, precautionary, you know, thing. So it's not like they're sick.
Okay.
And there's still learning going on. So what we'll base it on really is, can we still function as a school with the cafeteria, with the buses, you know, all of their support things that are in place? You know, do we have enough teaching staff here? And if it gets to that point where we can't run school the way we want to, then we would close down. But we don't have a magic number with our students as to when we would close down.
Okay. Anything else that you want to particularly bring up we hadn't talked about yet?
Yeah, I think so. There's a couple things. One, you know, we have had super great support from our community, you know, helping out, doing things. I just want to give a shout-out to the Kirkland Christian Church. They've kind of adopted our elementary,
mm-hmm.
and have brought in some food, brought in supplies, brought in masks, brought in all types of things, just to make sure that the teachers, if they need anything, they've got it.
Right.
And then we've had a few other churches in the area doing the same thing at the high school. Of course, Healthy Communities, you know, they're very active in all this and have done a great job. And then finally, our health department. And I know I listened to your little conversation with Rodney earlier this week, and man, what a job they have. But, you know, we've got their personal cell numbers. We call, they answer, they give the best information they can. And it's just not like that everywhere. And so they're doing an awesome job, and I think, you know, they just need to know. Give them the shout out, saying you guys are doing a great job.
Okay, sounds good. All right, if there's anything else, I'm going to turn you loose, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thanks, Al. Take care of yourself.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Al Romali. We always appreciate his time. And, of course, he's dealing with things that all the other schools are too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everybody can learn a little something from that as well, and we'll keep you informed. We'll come back with more Party Line next.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Attention WILO listeners, we want to help you save money on services, food, and items on things you're spending money on anyway. Just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab. We have big deals on goods and services all over North Central Indiana. Make sure you check back often for new deals being added daily. Plus, be listening for us to announce the Big Deal Deal of the Day. Just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab for more.
It's the most wonderful time of year, even if the year is 2020. So let's see your Christmas lights shine. It's the Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and WILO Christmas Celebration of Lights. Decorate your home or business for Christmas. Then go to Clinton County Daily News and upload a picture of your outdoor holiday lights. You can win $50, $100, or $200 and help Clinton County get in the holiday spirit. Now's the time to go to Clinton County Daily News and upload your photo. Then Clinton County Daily News readers will vote on the best decorated home and business. It's easy and free to upload your picture anytime between now and Friday, December 4th.
Presented in part by Witham Health Services.
Clinton County Celebration of Lights. Presented by Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and your Christmas fun station. WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on. WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Just a couple minutes left in the first, or the whole entire program. I'm Kevin Keith, and Ken Hartman's here joining me as well. We got a caller on line one. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a question for you. Where is the county health department located?
Right now, it's right across, it's catty corner there from Old Stoney downtown.
Right there by CVS?
No.
Near CVS, right?
No, not even near. Which
I CVS? Thought Old Stoney was near CVS. It's right across the street.
Well, what I'm saying, it's catty corner. It's 400 North Clinton, I think, or something, West Clinton, whatever, right there.
Hello?
400 North Clinton.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Well, it's right there on that corner.
And, of course, they're getting ready to move.
Yeah, they will be moving here to the new thing at about the first of the year.
Where did you say this is at now, according to CVS?
No, disregard CVS. You got to go down Clinton Street, and you go just about half a car length past Old Stoney, and on the left-hand side, if you're going out towards the west side of town, you'll see it. It's right there.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Thank you.
No
thank
problem.
Thank you very
no
much.
No problem.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. All right. And, of course, that's not where they do the testing.
No.
Though, if you were looking for a test, it's over at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, Edward Jones 4-H Community Building.
All right. If there is something on your mind, you can give Ken and myself a call here in the next 5 to 8 minutes or so at 659-3338. I heard you mention this morning, Ken. You think our political system's messed up. Well, in Peru, they're about to swear in their third president this week, okay? The first guy was kicked out of office last week, and his replacement quit after just a couple days. Peru's Congress is messed up, too. Half of them are under investigation for crimes ranging from money laundering to murder. So,
nice place to visit.
Right? I think maybe our Congress is probably familiar with money laundering and murder, too, but they do a little better job of hiding it, I guess, maybe. There's only one white giraffe in the world, Ken.
Oh, I know.
And they say that they've fitted it, it's in Africa, with a GPS tracking device to help protect it from poachers.
Uh-huh.
The poor giraffe now stands alone after a female and her calf were killed by hunters in March. The GPS tracking device attached to one of the giraffe's horns will ping every hour to alert wildlife rangers to its location. So hopefully they can, you know, keep that safe. It's sad that there's not a, another male or someone else out there they could breed it with. That may be the last. I don't even know there were white zebras or giraffes.
I knew there was one. I knew that.
Well, if you wear a cloth face mask, virus experts say you should wash it after wearing it even once, just like your underwear. When your mask gets worn out and in tatters, it should get thrown out, again, like your underwear. And if you're the type in a face covering all day or who sweats a lot, experts suggest having several masks to rotate through. Sweat can compromise the integrity of some masks. Let's see. What else we got here? Well, I was talking with this with someone just the other day. How old is old? According to a new study, 47 is the age most of us start feeling old.
I got him over the hill.
Well, but when did you start feeling old, Ken? Was it in your late 40s?
No, not really. I was still out partying all the time.
Yeah. Well, it was this year for me when I turned 46. And they're saying 47, so that's right around the age. By the time we hit 50, we really start worrying about age-related body changes. The survey finds two-thirds of us start forgetting people's names and losing our train of thought right around our 50th birthday. But try not to worry too much. That'll just give you more wrinkles if you worry too much.
Yeah, so. And then you'll also just say, forget it.
Yeah, right?
You know? Forget about it.
Well, Thanksgiving is just over a week away, and a lot of people excited about eating different things. A new survey of side dish Google searches finds mashed potatoes as a favorite in at least 10 states. Didn't we have this story a couple weeks ago?
Yes, we did, and mashed potatoes is not the one in this state.
No, it was deviled eggs, right? Second favorite is mac and cheese. I get that. More than a few states admit to liking green bean casserole, which I do. And only in Maine do they look, do they like a good side salad. I just can't believe that that's something that people are looking.
Well, to me, mac and cheese is not suitable for Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too much of an everyday meal.
We've usually had a mac and cheese component a lot of times.
That's just too much like an everyday meal. So no.
But a lot of times, especially growing up, I mean, we were feeding a big family. We had, you know, where is it, Mamaw and Papaw's, and they had three kids and everyone else had three kids, and they had three kids. So you need a little more than just a small turkey sometimes. Of course, we talked about a lot of Christmas decorations already going up. A lot of people putting up their Christmas trees early and sharing it on Facebook because, frankly, they don't have anything else to do. And that's okay. Psychologists say the displays do brighten our mood. And in a world where we have no control and the pandemic has left many feeling helpless, the one guarantee you get is December 25th. We'll come around this year. Merry Christmas, all right? And we're doing our part here at WILO, too. And last but not least, Santa Claus is going online. The Postal Service launched Operation Santa this week, and the first time it's taking it nationwide through the Internet. The program matches sponsors with children in need who write letters to the North Pole. Some ask for gifts, but some ask for help with other issues. Businesses and nonprofits can adopt a letter to see if there's something they can do to help. Children can send their letters to Santa by mailing 123 Elf Road at the North Pole. The zip code there is 88888. So, Ken, have a great day, man.
All right.
All right, and thank you for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. More Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO. ILO.